SBS Radio.
Your museum is organizing, starting from tomorrow, a very exciting exhibition that is set to change the way we view the Yidaki.
That's correct. We're really excited about this. Museums have a really key role to tell stories of Australia, and particularly of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and cultures. And I guess this is a really classic Australian story. So we do open tomorrow with Yidaki. The title of the exhibition is Yidaki, Didgeridoo and the Sound of Australia. And we hope the exhibition will change the way visitors can view Australia's iconic musical instrument, the Yidaki or Didgeridoo, and the cultural aspects of that as well. We're really excited about it.
And how long will this exhibition go for?
It starts tomorrow and runs right through till April, so we'll have it right through Christmas and well into the new year. And we've got major festivals early in the year in March, and it will be here for that. And it's a free exhibition, so we really want people to find it and come and enjoy it.
Yeah, and what's on display tomorrow? Because I hear some of the great master Yidaki players will be there performing for the public. And what's on the menu for the public?
So this exhibition was put together by the South Australian Museum and in conjunction with the Australian National Museum, but particularly the South Australian Museum, which holds a really significant collection of Aboriginal art and cultural material from right across Australia. And what they've done is put an exhibition that's built around the rhythm and song of the Yidaki, and the aim is to really make it an immersive experience, which allows you to see Yidaki or didgeridoo, but it also will be very much focused on the sound and the feel of the didgeridoo, as well as talking about the cultural traditions associated with the didgeridoo. So it's much more than just a story about a musical instrument. It's really about the whole immersive experience of the didgeridoo. And we have with us tomorrow some of the family from the Gurrawirris who are coming here to actually open the exhibition with us and play for us. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah. The Yidaki has been around for thousands of years, and yet very little is known about this instrument, besides just being the iconic instrument that everyone thinks, well, this is a representation of, First Nations people of Australia, and that's all the people know. But it's a much deeper rooted in the culture and tradition of this country, the First Peoples' history.
Yeah, that's a really important point. The didgeridoo sound is no doubt an iconic sound in Australia, and it's sort of a symbol of global world music, or our symbol, Australia's symbol of global world music. But the Yidaki is clearly central to cultural traditions, and it's much more than just a musical instrument. It's a really symbol of the culture of the area, which is the Yolngu area of the Northern Territory. And it's often said that it's a central part of the culture in those areas, and really is a symbol for Aboriginal culture in those areas.
Yeah. Now the exhibition will be open tomorrow. So can you remind us again of the times so that we really hammer this into our audiences and they know, because we are also approaching school holidays in a few weeks' time. So those will be traveling to Queensland. Really remember these days and the times so they can come and experience this unique cultural exhibition.
Yeah, so Yidaki, Didgeridoo and the Sound of Australia will open tomorrow, the 30th of November, and run through till April 2020, so it's here for nearly 6 months. It's a free exhibition. We're really wanting people to come and immerse themselves in the experience, see it, hear it, feel it. All of that will be available for people, as well as obviously looking at this huge range of Yidaki that are on display. So we're really excited about it. It's something I believe museums really need to do in terms of telling these stories, and this is in some ways a start for us. We are working towards a permanent, we've had a gallery in the past, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Gallery, and we're really keen to have a new one in the next few years that we need to work with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people of Queensland to put in, of course, but this is sort of a precursor to that, and we're really excited that we've got a chance to show a famous part of Aboriginal culture.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to bring to our attention?
I don't think so. I think the main thing is that there's 30 key objects in a great stringy bark forest setting that we've built within the museum, but it is an immersive experience. It's about sound, it's about story, it's about moving images, there's lots of digital presentation, it's about story. So, you know, I guess that's really the key to it. This is a story, and it's a story that everyone in Australia should be aware of.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.